It's a question of leadership, Richard. The words of one former commanding officer to me on a previous operational tour. It induced an internal eyeball rolling at the time. I was in a situation entirely of someone else's making that I was being asked to resolve with nothing other than the words that would come out of my mouth. During this tour, that question has been posed on a daily basis. Persuading people to do things they would not undertake in normal circumstances. There is a certain amount of personal example in all this, but it only goes so far. It doesn't help if the example is a bad one. It has to be coupled with mutual trust and a common understanding of the approach. Team spirit, respect, collective ownership, and personal accountability are powerful catalysts. This is achieved in a structural way by a long period of training before we go, and living together in garrisons and messes. My personal leadership maxim is a Marxian one. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. I try to treat everyone equally by treating them all differently. What I know for sure is that if ever things are a little difficult, and there have been a few of those days, I look no further than riflemen. Common sense, a bit of humour, and to be trusted by them to make the right decision, despite the associated risks, has inspired me.